Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey gang, another bonus episode. I absolutely love creating customized habit loops for my clients and giving you a little behind the scenes peek of what this looks like. You know, let's be real, right? We're all millennial moms. We have seen so many diets come and go. We've tried so many diets. And this is what I teach is not another form of dieting. It's very anti-diet, and it's more about falling in love with the process, the healthy habits that you're doing and pivoting based on the seasons of life that you are in. And we're all in different lifestyles, right? Some of us work from home. Some of us work outside of the home. Some of us have a big corporate job and we're doing a side hustle too. Some of us are stay-at-home moms. Some of us are stay-at-home working moms with your littles at home or you're homeschooling them. There's so many different factors when it comes to creating habits for yourself. So my goal is to really give you the framework, that atomic habit hacking system for women, and for you to hear these other women and get inspiration from them to feel motivated to create your own habit loops, habit track it over time, stack more habits as it becomes more natural and automatic to you. This is why women have to do habits differently and why we teach this inside of our signature program as well. So it's not another diet that I teach. It is about the process of habit strategy from the female perspective and understanding that you don't have to be on this constant cycle of starting and stopping, starting and stopping. We're going to start super small with some intentional habit strategy, and habit loops is one of the first steps you can take. It's one of my favorite steps as well, and I love doing this for you all because it really gives me a bird's eye view of your schedule and give you some customized habit loops. So let's get into this one today. So today we're talking with our girl. She is 36, the mama of two kiddos, ages 8 and 9, and she's an attorney as well. So high stress job. She has a goal of eating more nutritiously. She has started a treadmill habit at 6 a.m. And she said at the time of giving me this info about herself when I was doing her schedule audit that she's done it 14 days in a row. I'm so excited about that for her. That's a big win. Her obstacles is being outcome instead of journey focus. Gosh, I think we can all relate to that. And when it doesn't have the outcome she exactly wants or it's not happening fast enough, she quits. I mean, gosh, that's that all or nothing mentality, right? And another reason why we have to do habits differently. So when I do a schedule audit for someone, I ask them to give me kind of like an AM, a work block, and then a PM block. So right away, 6 a.m., her alarm goes off. She gets ready for her treadmill. She does her workout, stretch 6:45, wake up the kids, deal with the kids and chores in between, her makeup, eating breakfast in bed while watching TV. Kids leave with their dad to school. Then she has 30 more minutes to get dressed, pack her lunch, then figure out her food plan, check her personal email, and then drive about 45 minutes to work. Work block. She has an hour lunch break, usually watches TV for about 30 minutes, reading or journaling or budgeting, then back to work. So PM block, she leaves work straight at 5, gets home about 5:45. She eats a little snack if she's hungry, get herself like little shower time, and then eating with her family, kids, in bed. Her settling by 9:15, she makes her plans for the next day, checks the weather, listens to a meditation app half the time while she's making her plans, and ideally falls asleep to that. So she has some great micro habits already in place. So what we're going to do is just habit hack this a little bit deeper with that female perspective, right? I'm thinking about her age, her job, any stressors that she might have. This is where we take it to the next step. So I told her, I always start everyone just telling you, thank you for sharing your day with me and your details. That's a lot to write out, but also it gives you a good idea of like, okay, here's where all of my time is going. I love that she's tracking her habits already. She's stacking, listening to a meditation app while preparing for bedtime. Way to go, habit stacking already, girlfriend. So we're just going to make some minor tweaks to ensure that she's including movement habits more and eating more nutritiously, but all from that female perspective. So let's talk about it. The first habit loop I gave her was morning movement. Now remember, a habit loop is a cue, routine, reward. You have so many habit loops you already do throughout the day. You have to be intentional with creating new habit loops if you want a new habit to stick. You just can't say, oh, I want to work out more like at 5 p.m. each day. Like you have to have a plan in place because girl, we got too many tabs open where we can just be willy-nilly about this habit. So morning movement is her first habit loop I gave her. So her cue is her alarm goes off. She gets ready for her workout. The routine, treadmill, which she's already doing, or weight training exercise. The reward is a dopamine hit and feeling productive. And I made her a note saying, I love the treadmill habit that you have already established for yourself. I mean, way to be consistent. I would love to see her alternating that workout with a weight training exercise or even stacking on like a 10-minute like weight training exercise at the end of her treadmill habit. You know, using dumbbells, which she said she does have at home, to help build that muscle. So there's a lot of free workouts on YouTube you could find to like help you get started. So the reason being is when we move into our late 30s, early 40s, we do need to prioritize strength training. We have to. We start losing muscle mass. It's not fair, but we have to be super intentional. So I love the treadmill habit. I would love it if she would alternate strength training with that same habit loop or stack on a 10-minute weight training exercise at the end of that treadmill habit if it makes sense for her. Another habit loop is food freedom in the evening, okay? So she says she wants to eat more nutritiously. It sounds like she's doing a really good job making food plans for herself. But let's take this another step. So the cue is making dinner. The routine is always make extra for the next day. in particular, prioritize protein, because if she's weight training more, she's going to need more protein to help fuel and build and keep that muscle mass. The reward is you're making healthy food choices. So let's make it even easier on yourself. And if you have your food plan ready to go while you're already in the kitchen versus, you know, planning it out, writing it out in bed, if you're in the kitchen and you're like, okay, I'm going to make this plan for tomorrow, you're in an actual physical area. That is the cue, right? She's making dinner and then she makes her habit, her food plan for the next day as the actual habit. So she gets it ready right then and right there. Sometimes you just need to be like an actual physical location to make that habit stick even easier. And lastly, a PM mindset habit loop. So the cue is dinner is done. It's time to clean up. The routine is set a timer for 15 minutes for a quick reset of your home and get your family involved. Her kiddos are 8 and 9, so they are definitely able to help clean up around the house, and so is her hubby. The reward is you are feeling less cluttered from the inside out. So having that clutter or disorganization or chaos in your house, your home, your car, your workspace. My car is the worst, and by the way. This is a common mindset challenge I hear about a lot from clients, right? It's just the disorganization. So pick one area of like your command center. It's always like our kitchen counters where things pile up in our home, and declutter. Just set a timer for 15 minutes. Move as quickly as you can. You'll get a lot done. You know, we do this with our kids when they're little and we're trying to teach them habits and chores and whatnot. So do it with yourself, but also get your family involved too, because it's teaching them responsibility. So I recommend for clients from here to do from now until about 21 days later is to track those habits. You can do a printable habit tracker, a digital one. We have some available in the shop. Hang it on your fridge, keep it in your planner, keep it by your desk at work, whatever works for you to make habit tracking an actual habit. But this is the whole Atomic Habits for Women philosophy. See these minor little tweaks that I did? It's going to really help benefit her health long term, because we are training for life. You'll see, I never tell someone to diet or restrict their calories or to follow any type of diet plan. This is all about training for life. Okay, girl, I hope today was useful for you. I'll let you know when I open it up for more customized habit loops for all of y'all out here in the next month. I take just a few select friends to do this for free every month because I love doing it. It enables me to give you some small wins to start habit hacking your health. And over time, you will see so many big wins and you'll be able to create more habit loops and pivot and be able to take care of yourself long term and more than likely feel good in your favorite leggings too. Hey, hey. All right, girl. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you feel inspired to go make your own habit loops. You totally can do this. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.